What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Throwing a bumping shindig.
See, like, I think that one's hilarious, but there's no way it's going to make it in. It's just going to be too crowded. Drop tournament a week from tomorrow. Stoney and Wojo Invitational with some throwbacks. Good morning, everybody. Sun's out. We got Stoney in today with John and with another day off. Gov and Greg behind the glass. Dustin Fioco on the updates. Later this hour, I got college football on my brain, Stoney. And I have the 10 must-watch games for the upcoming season.
Okay.
We'll do that at 8:35.
Good. I can't wait.
For the Tigers. We getting a bat boy or are we getting McKinstry? Who's the last all-star here?
I think it's going to be the bat boy.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Real push. I'm not even saying that facetiously. Like, no. There's a real push to get this bat boy in.
Yeah, from the players.
Yes, like Scooble and Torque and both catchers are advocating for him.
Yep.
You don't think McKinstry's going to get in?
No. Unless there's going to be more than one injury. I've got a feeling that even if Bregman doesn't play, somebody else will get in.
Over him?
Yeah.
Look, he keeps making a case.
Yeah.
I know Valeni scoffs at it, like, last night he hits a home run. He makes a hell of a throw from right field. You have A.J. Hinch after the game pushing for him. Scott Harris in game happens to be on the broadcast as he's making these plays. But the irony of it's going to come down to Alex Bregman. We can't escape this guy. It's going to come down to Alex Bregman because reports are he could be back at the end of this week. And if he's healthy, he's already an all-star. If he's not, it opens the door for McKinstry. But of course it comes down to Alex Bregman. Of course it comes
right
back to
and
him.
And you obviously want Alex Bregman to play.
They've won too much. I'm not going to like give up until it's over. They needed to lose a little more while he was hurt.
No, you want Bregman in the All-Star game ahead of McKinstry. Just admit it.
He's a better player.
Okay. I'm not denying that.
You're trying to turn me against the Chippewa. That's what this is.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm trying to turn you against your favorite baseball team. Favorite player or favorite team?
You think Alex Bregman's my favorite player? I do think it's funny to point out, Baseball Reference has Bregman with a higher WAR than McKinstry, even with the missed time. So for everybody that's like, why do we want Bregman? Well, because he's an upgrade. But yeah, even with missing time, he's had the better season. Mm-hmm. And he deserves to be an all-star if he's healthy. The question is, will he be healthy?
It's interesting, the all-star game. I see this thing on SpotTrack put out. Now, some of it's because of injury, but 7 of the top 10 payroll salaries, players and the money, were not in the All-Star game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The only 3 who are Zach Wheeler, DeGrom, and Judge. But of the top 10, these guys
so
did not.
Shohei?
He's not one of the top 10, I guess.
Oh, because payrolls, the way they did their contract, right. Yeah.
So Soto, Rendon.
Oh, Rendon's a disaster.
Correa.
Oh, boy.
Trout, yeah. Garrett Cole, and Altuve did not make the All-Star game. And also Glasnow.
So what's your point? Don't pay baseball players?
No.
Just observation?
Yes, okay. Just an interesting point.
Here's another thing with the Tigers in the All-Star game. All-Star Week. What about the Home Run Derby? Do you want a Tiger in the Home Run Derby, Stoney?
I really don't care that much, to be quite honest with you. It'd be fine. I just worry knowing, because I always look at the negative. I'm a doom and gloom person at times, that whoever, if it's Green or Torque or whoever, they'd get, something would happen. They'd screw up their swing and it would, oh man, people would go, she shouldn't have been in the Home Run Derby. I don't think it would make a difference at all. You know, look, we've had the worst performance at a Home Run Derby when Brandon Inge didn't even hit one, and then Prince Fielder won one. So.
Yeah, 2012 Prince Fielder, he won the Home Run Derby. He hit 313 for the year with a 940 OPS. I'd say it didn't screw up his swing.
No.
And if you want to get on him for the postseason, fine, but I don't think that has anything to do with playing in the Home Run Derby.
Right.
And I think there's
his
real,
kids liked it.
Well, he's got kids, Stoney.
Yeah.
And the case is there. I mean, a lot of guys have dropped out of the Home Run Derby, which I think opens the door to Riley Green or Spencer Torkelson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So guys that are in the Home Run Derby already, you have Byron Buxton, who's a Georgia guy. You have Ronald Acuna Jr., who's an Atlanta Brave. Cal Raleigh, who's having a hell of a season. Good for him.
He'll be here this weekend.
Yeah, the big dumper. And Wood from the Nationals.
Yeah.
Are the four guys who have already been slotted in for the Home Run Derby. There are still spots open. Guys who have said they won't, it's a long list. Judge, Otani, De La Cruz, PCA, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Pete Alonso, Teoscar Hernandez, Kyle Schwarber. You start going down the list, it's like, okay, well, who are the home run hitters that are left? And it's Eugenio Suarez, who would make some sense, Seiya Suzuki, and then Riley Green is the next home run guy we don't know about.
Right.
And he's got that uppercut swing, feels perfect for a derby. He's a star. You want your stars on big stages.
Yes.
And selfishly, Stoney, I don't really care about the Home Run Derby. This would get me to care about the Home Run Derby.
I get it. Well, you could bet on it, too.
Oh, yeah. There's always that. But I want to have a reason to, I want to have a guy in the game.
Yes, I
mean,
I agree.
Part of having this great team is being represented in all these activities.
That's true. I actually, that would be nice. Give you more of a reason to watch.
Because I don't know about you. Like, the Derby, they've tried to tinker with the format. It's stale. It's one of the, you may put it on the background, but it's not appointment TV.
Yeah.
It's just kind of lost
in
All-Star
Week.
You
have those little kids in the back in the outfield trying to catch the balls, and it's like so stupid.
What do you got against the little kids?
I don't know. It's just weird to me. I don't
Who
know.
Should be out there?
No one. You don't need anybody shagging balls.
Okay, just gives take, them a take away some joy from children's. I thought that would have been an opinion I would have given. But.
Yeah, I just think it's... You know,
too much fun going on in the outfield at the All-Star game.
But I don't think they're, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't enjoy seeing that part of it.
How do you feel about fun?
Jim is getting a run for his money for who hates kids more on the station.
Who am I competing with?
Stoney
right now.
Apparently
now. I know Gator in general. Valeni doesn't like kids. I don't know where Rico's at on kids.
Yeah. This is my first really anti-kid take.
Nobody hates kids more than Gator.
Yeah.
You get annoyed by him. Mike probably does. Rico's, I think, kind of indifferent. Anybody else? But there's just Gator. Seriously. Like, I think he hates when we bring our kids to work. And there's barely contact. What's this kid doing here?
Oh, he likes his dog more than he'd rather have his Lois than have he'd rather have his a dog named Lois than a daughter named Lois.
Hey, 248-539-9797.
What's your cat's name, by the way?
Roomba.
Roomba. Well, there's no kid's name Roomba.
I wouldn't think so. Certainly a unique name.
Yes.
Look, I think even some parents would say they hate kids, the way they talk about them.
I don't hate them. There are times
other people's kids, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There are times you get, you know, ticked off at your own kids. But other than that, no, I love kids. I just don't need 100 of them in the outfield at one time.
Some ticket texters, they want to know about drops now that we put this in people's heads. Says,
the field has not been selected yet.
Are you guys able to play the Eat Me John drop? Hopefully it will be available. Rick. I don't know. I mean, if we can play,
Fill My Hole,
we probably can.
Yeah.
I want Costa's, Are You Doing a Good Job to be in it. That was August, so it's eligible.
Last year, yeah.
Yes.
Then they went on to, go on a tear.
You guys let us know. All-Star Game, McKinstry, the case. Do you think he gets in? Home Run Derby. Do you want a Tiger to participate? We'll get the college football must-watch coming up bottom of the hour. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jansen's got to know better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Don't run on McKinstry. It's like, yeah, he plays the outfield too. Forgot about it.
Yeah. Number one play on SportsCenter. Pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
Get him to Atlanta, says AJ Hinch.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
They'd need to have a spot open up first.
Yes, absolutely.
And the guy who is currently injured that is an all-star is Alex Bregman, because, of course, it comes down to Alex Bregman. If he doesn't play, it opens a spot. Ticket texters have said, but couldn't go to Caminero of
yes.
Tampa?
He's
got 20 home runs.
Right.
It doesn't mean McKinstry's a shoe-in to get in.
No.
But I get why we're rallying around this guy. Like, this makes no sense. He's been here 2 years, and this was nothing
right.
like we had ever seen. He's
right.
30 years old, having a... I don't even want to call it a breakout year. It may be a one-off year, but
exactly.
But let's celebrate it for what it is.
Right. If this is an aberration, fine.
And all the more reason why this team could still use a bat. I hope they don't get seduced into, we have so many all-stars, we couldn't use another bat.
No.
Because McKinstry can play right field or be a pinch runner like he was on Sunday or play short or third. If you bring somebody in, it doesn't mean McKinstry stops playing.
Correct.
It means you have a higher floor. You don't want to get to the playoffs and water finds its level on any of these great stories, right? Like, Javi, is the bottom going to fall out? La, 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 la. Nobody wants to hear it. Okay, McKinstry, is this just who he is now? He's a bona fide all-star.
Hopefully.
I hope so. Torkelson, is there going to be any regression? Maybe they're all going to keep it up, but it'd be nice to reinforce it just in case.
Right.
Because you're going to be fighting against teams that are going to be adding at the deadline.
Yeah. I mean, I saw on MLB.com, Jason Beck wrote, they had a thing for what each contender their number one need is, and he said another controllable starter.
Really? I'd put that third.
Yeah, me too.
Some of that is that Mize has settled in. Maybe people don't buy it, but he's throwing harder. He's 2 years post Tommy John. The numbers, doesn't allow any base runners. His ERA is 2.6. Mize is your two.
Right.
And
Reese Olson right now is your three, unless Flaherty can get back to what he was, you know, last year. And his last two starts have been decent. He's given up three runs and he gives up a home run, but he's...
But even if you play it out, let's say you're shaky and you go, fine, I have 3.5. I can always get better. Same argument we use with the bats. Let's get a fourth starter. Are starters only going 5 innings in the playoffs unless they're Tarek Skubal?
Probably.
I mean, maybe 6, but again, managers are hesitant to see you face guys a third time through the order and you end up going to your bullpen, which is why I think bullpen's the bigger need.
We definitely agree. Bullpen is probably the biggest need. Another bat would be right below that.
Yeah. Where do you play him? I don't know. You figure it out.
Yeah.
Like Suarez has come up on the ticket text in the last 5 minutes here. both as a guy who could be in the home run derby, but also a name that's been attached to this team. Look, he's hitting big time power.
Right.
If you got a guy who could hit 45 home runs, one swing of the bat in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We're not going to bring that guy in.
And it makes the players around him in the lineup better because they kind of might want to pitch around them a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's got to be any one guy, but there are guys available.
Yes.
And you could point out flaws though Suarez strikes out too often. Okay, well, fine. I mean,
A lot of Tigers strike out way too often.
Maybe he fits in the wrong way, but okay, you can't add Aaron Judge. There's going to be other players that you can add at the deadline. 248-539-9797. Stoney, as much as we've highlighted all these stories, McKinstry's one we've been all over today, Baez, Torque, Mize, you wanted to spotlight a Tiger I don't feel like it's getting enough attention.
Yeah, and that's Kader Montero. Kader Montero yesterday, really good game. You know, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run. His last 6 starts, he's given up 27 hits, 22 strikeouts, 8 earned runs, 8 walks in 31 1/3 innings.
So not like an ace.
No.
But given the injuries and they need stability, he stepped up.
His ERA, I believe, is 3.77.
That's good. That's really good for a backhand guy.
Especially since he started off horribly.
Yeah, rough start.
Yeah.
But they needed him when Mize was on the IL, when Reese Olson was injured.
Yeah.
Job.
Yes, they needed somebody, and he's been really, really good. I mean, he's not all-star good, but he's been really good. And he's still, you know, he's just 20. He just turned 25 the other day. So it's somebody that they signed when he was 16 years old. He made his debut in the Tigers organization. And now I'm not sure if he's going to be a permanent member of the staff, but he's there and he's done a good job. I don't expect him to pitch like this every single game.
He's not even a shoo-in to be on the playoff roster.
Correct.
But again, this is the story of baseball. You got to get through the regular season and you need more than 5 arms. It's why when the season started and we go, well, what are we going to do with 6-man rotation? You're going to end up needing all these guys.
Yeah.
And they haven't gotten anything from Cobb, but that was part of that conversation too, is you need enough arms to get through the season.
Yeah. He's not coming back at all, is he?
I don't have no idea. It kind of feels that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's pitched a little bit, but it feels like there's never really been like a positive report.
No, he's not healthy. No. I mean,
he was contemplating retirement. We gave him $15 million to get him to give it one more shot.
Yeah. I mean, Scott Harris has been really good.
His best move.
No, that and Maeda have not worked out. Maeda made sense.
Thanks, Kenta Maeda.
Maeda made sense, though, at the time. Cobb, I wasn't sure, really did. But hey, look, nobody's perfect.
All right, we're going to get to college football coming up at 8:35 here. College football is on my brain. You know what I did yesterday.
Yeah, how'd you do, Jim?
I dug into this college football.
What was your record? What was your record?
I think I was 5-2.
Okay.
7 games. One of them, I was Penn State messing around, and when you're playing as James Franklin, you're already fighting uphill.
Mm-hmm.
But for people who played the game last year, the nostalgia of it, bought the game last year, I thought it was a huge success. There were things that they clearly skimped on that are in this year's game now. The customizing of your coach, the level of detail now with the defenses. I've just started tinkering with it. The game's great. For people who are on the fence, is it just going to be a roster update? That's the criticism of Madden, Stoney, is people go, well, if I bought Madden this year, I don't need to buy a whole nother game for a roster update. They have put in new bells and whistles and wrinkles and stuff into this year's college football game. Loved it. Now, you don't play these games.
Correct.
But when you play online, and I just went online because I wanted to see like what other people were doing and was there any like significant tweaks. People jump on with their mics and they are trash talking you from the jump. Now, I don't put the headset in and do all that, but people are jumping you immediately. And it's always good to give them a little taste of their own medicine, beat them.
So let me ask you this. So can you, like, let's say you want to, let's say you're a big LSU fan.
Yeah. Oh, they're popular. I played them against them a bunch yesterday.
Okay, can you make your roster with like vintage?
No.
You can't have Joe Burrow,
no,
and Jamar Chase.
Not
and if
currently.
You really love LSU, you want your favorite LSU player, Alex Bregman, to maybe be on the team?
No, no. You play as the current players,
oh, okay,
the real players. LSU is going to be super popular because they got Nussmeier.
Right.
And you can throw it all over the yard and they got all this speed on the field. They're going to be super popular. A lot of Ohio States I was playing against.
How'd their quarterback look?
He's all right, but you can throw it to Jeremiah Smith. The guy's throwing deep over and over again.
Jim, I do have a question regarding that. Now, do they have the all-time teams?
No, that'd be a fun thing they should add.
I know that's what I meant.
The NBA games have started doing that, where you could play as the all-time Lakers or Celtics or Pistons or Sixers.
They had them the previous iterations.
You're saying like before the last 2 years?
Yeah, and now we've had another 20 years of players to add to.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
see, that'd be fun.
Joe Burrow.
That would be just the draft, just so the player selection.
Who ends up on those teams?
I'm LSU. Do I go, you know, obviously I have Joe Burrow as my quarterback, or if I'm really old, do I like Burt Jones? Or
for, who?
Yeah, running back. Do I go with, you know, Dalton Hilliard and, you know, wide receiver, I keep Chase. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
And Jefferson.
Yeah. Just put the entire 19 team on offense.
Yeah, basically.
Good to go.
Yeah. Cut it loose.
Right.
I think they're fun. I think they're fun games and people on the fence.
So they need to do that. They need
do.
To bring back the dynasty teams and you can select your own defense. You have Honey Badger, right? He went to LSU, right?
He did.
Yeah. And then I want to know if Jansen makes all-time Michigan.
Would he?
Well, he's not even, I mean, he's in the battle. He's not even the best number 77 at Michigan.
Jake Long.
So just the thing about offensive line at
Michigan.
Taylor Lewan.
I'm sure he'd love that.
I know. I had Jansen ahead of him. But
Long is probably the starting left tackle.
Yeah. But John on the right side.
He could play the right side.
Yeah.
It's a loaded group. And so that would be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. He'd be on the two deep for sure. He could sub himself in, but he'd never play these games.
No.
He's so anti-video games.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah. I don't even think his kids play video games.
Wow.
At least he doesn't cop to it. Not in my household.
Come on, Jack. Let's watch John Wayne. Let's watch True Grit for the 18th time.
248-539-9797. It's got me in the mood for college football season. I put together my top 10 must-watch games, and there were more than 10 good games, including three on the opening week of college football. Not week zero, week one is a loaded slate for college football, and it's right around the corner. We'll get to that coming up next. 97 won the ticket, and Detroit Pal have a middle school combine going on at the corner ballpark. We partnered with Detroit Pal to bring first through eighth grade students out to the corner ballpark on Wednesday, July 16th, where the old Tiger Stadium was. And we've got opportunities first through eighth grade. You can register for free. Costs you nothing. DetroitPal.org/events. Go to 97wontheticket.com.
Hey, for the last 25 years, no Detroit eye surgeon has performed more life-changing procedures than the amazing Dr. Yaldo. And I am one of his 50,000-plus patients who have benefited from his custom LASIK or bifocal lens implants. You got glasses, contact lenses, reading glasses. They do an okay job, but you know the problems go with them. Your prescription changes. Your lenses get scratched or dirty. Your contacts are an annoyance every single day. And reading glasses, especially if you're somebody like me who's absent-minded, you can have 10 pairs of reading glasses and still not find one when you need it. I got bifocal lens implants from Dr. Yaldo 6 years ago, and my 20/20 vision up close and far away will remain unchanged for the rest of my life. So let Dr. Yaldo set you free from glasses, contacts, and readers, those old poorly performing technologies as well, and instead enjoy better eyesight without them than you ever had with them. I know I did. I love it. It's easy. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com to sign up for a free evaluation.
All-Star center fielder Javi Baez with his 10th home run of the season. Most he's had in a Tiger uniform is 17 back in his first year. Stoney, he might just get to year 20.
Yes, so we have bold predictions. Me and Gator, Doug was out, and mine was that Javi was going to hit 20 home runs. It's kind of weird.
I saw something with the Lions we're going to get into in the 9 o'clock hour, and if it's true, they're screwed.
Yes.
Now, we'll leave it up to you guys to make the determination. But if this is true, I think they're screwed.
Yes.
We'll get to it start of the next hour.
Yeah.
Wrapping up this hour, talking some college football. I mentioned the college football video game's out, so it's got college football on my brain. This is not a roster update. There's a ton they've dumped into this game. We just gave you the top 10 games to look forward to this season. Mm-hmm. And Stoney, you found a college football list that...
It's kind of surprising about who is not on there, but we're going to take it one step further. CBSSports.com has a list of the 25 worst coaching hires this century. And I am just stunned that either Rich Rodriguez at Michigan, or even to a lesser extent, you know, Brady Hoke in Michigan, Mel Tucker, but Tucker,
yeah, will be six games.
Yeah, so probably, but whatever. Especially Rich Rod, because it didn't work out.
Yeah,
is not on the list of the 25 worst coaching hires in college football this season.
He lost to Toledo.
Yeah, they won three games. It's 3-5-7. Actually, what's funny is the worst is a tie between guys who never even coached a game. Mike Price at Alabama, remember that?
Yeah,
and a guy at Pittsburgh named Michael Haywood.
I don't remember that.
He lasted only a few weeks after he was arrested and charged with felony domestic violence charges.
Well, at least Rich Rod didn't do that.
Yes, exactly. But they, you know, there's some Charlie Weiss at Kansas is fifth. Les Miles at Kansas is
life lessons, kids. Don't get hired at Kansas.
Yes. Greg Robinson at Syracuse is 11th. Purdue had two, Ryan Walters and Darryl Hazel. I mean,
Hazel.
Carl Durrell at Colorado. Anyway.
How many local coaches were on the list at all? None?
None.
So we have not had a bad enough college coaching hire in the last 25 years.
According to this list.
Okay. And I mean, MSU fans may have some gripes in there beyond Mel Tucker, right? I mean,
when was John L?
John L would have been in the last, right? This is since 2000?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been in there.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby Williams.
Right.
Well, Bobby Williams was hired in 99,
okay.
I think. Technically, yes. It was December of 99.
Right.
Yes.
So your question is what? The worst?
So here's the question I have. In this quarter century, since 2000, who are the worst coaching hires in Detroit?
Mm.
And we're going to include Michigan and Michigan State. U of D, if you want Oakland, U. Whatever. Oakland didn't hire anybody. It can't be still there. Thank God. I love the guy. Anyway, as opposed to Kenny and Evan, what they think of him. Anyway, the worst coaching hires in Detroit in the last 25 years. And there are a voluminous amount of nominees you could use.
Okay, I want to start the nomination process.
Okay.
And I'm not going that far back. Monty Williams.
I mean,
when you preside over the worst season in Pistons franchise history, mm-hmm. when you get paid all that money and it's very obvious you don't want to be there, Stoney, I'm sure someone will top it, but I have a hard time believing someone's been worse than Monty Williams for one of our teams.
Well, since you're going to go with the worst in franchise history, I will agree with you, but go with a different player, or a different coach.
The 0-16 Lions?
Rod Marinelli.
Yeah.
I believed in the invisible.
These are 1 and 2.
Yeah, well, there are some others you could even, you know, I mean, there have been some really bad. I mean, Mo Cheeks. I mean, come on. I mean, if you even want to get really, you know, go after somebody who actually they won some game. I mean, Dave Lewis turned into a bad hire.
Yeah,
I mean,
with the stakes.
Nothing like that, obviously.
Right. I mean, Mo Cheeks. I know Monty Williams is bad. Mo Cheeks might have topped it. He got what, 50 games?
If that, yeah, something like that.
I remember we had him on when he got hired, and Jamie said we're never having him on again.
Didn't have to worry about it. He didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Monty Williams and Mo Cheeks are one and doneers.
I don't know. I mean, collegially, imagine Rich Rod.
He'd end up on a top 5-7 would be Rich Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Racking my brain. I mean, like, again, the Dave Lewis argument is someone like Brad Ausmus.
Mm-hmm.
You inherit this ready-made team and you don't do anything with it.
Or what's his face after Garnaga? Louis Pujols.
Yes.
Who?
Louis Pujols. He after Garner got fired.
Six games into the season.
By the way, that drop might be used. I think we have that. They promoted Louis Pujols, and he was so bad. And they had Philippe Alou was like the assistant coach, and they botched up the lineup card once or
this
whatever.
Is the O2 Tigers, it counts. Yeah.
So through text, I give the ticket texters credit. I actually wonder if Marinelli's the worst. And I know when you just look at the 0-16,
right,
it's the worst. But the hatred for Matt Patricia is unrivaled.
Yes.
And I actually wonder if people think he might have been the worst. It did lead, really, that led to the Stafford leaving.
Yeah.
Now, we all think that's probably still the right thing long term. Although, you never know. That was the end. He broke Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people just hated Matt Patricia.
Oh, I think he might be the most hated coach in Detroit sports history. I don't know if he is the worst, but I get the argument for it. I mean, the guy came in here as an alleged rocket scientist, brainiac,
right,
and his concepts on defense were man coverage with no blitzing ever. I mean, a kindergartner could have drawn that up. You go to him, and we'll just put a safety over the top. We're never going to blitz. We're just going to sit there. That's the rocket scientist that we hired.
Right.
And by the way, also rubbed all the players the wrong way. They still have Mount Patricia over at training camp. That stupid hill he had them build.
I know.
Yeah, he may be the most hated.
No doubt.
And he is among the worst.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
Who's the worst Detroit coaching hire, include colleges as well, in the last quarter century?
Giving all control to Stan Van Gundy. That's on the ticket text.
Yeah, but they at least made the playoffs. They were respectable. I mean, he was a worse general manager and president than he was a coach.
Stoney, what about Tommy Amaker?
Tommy Amaker's right. But they had a couple winning seasons at least, right?
Yeah, like Juwan Howard is listed in here.
Yeah.
Early Juwan, there was a moment where it looked like it was going to work.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's slapping coaches and getting suspended.
So Juwan's early success was totally just beeline ball unraveling.
Yes.
And I contend that the second Eli Brooks was done playing basketball at Michigan, Juwan Howard was cooked.
Bobby Ross, although that would have been 90s.
That was 90s. All right.
Marty Morningweg taking the win. Okay, you get where this is going.
Yes, 2-4-8-5-3-9-97-97. I got one from a smaller school that was really, really bad. 97 won the ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.